Vayter and Shasper and Daf Chaf Zayin, picking up on the very top of the page, the very first word. So we are on the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Piv Mitzupa Zavid, its mouth has gold on it." Iva Tanya, look, the Heilige Braisa, Tzipo Zav. If you go and you put gold on it, but Makom Anachas Piv, in a place where you go, you have to put your mouth there. It's possible. Shalom Makom Anachas Piv. If it's not in a place where your mouth goes, then it's going to be kosher. It's good to go. So what's going on that you're going to say that you put gold over there? Rabbi says, no problem. Rabbi, Kitanan Nami Masnisen, Shalom Makom Anachas Petanan. It's talking about where you're in a place where you don't put your mouth. Next one, Mishnah, Ushtei Chatzotos Menat Sodom. And you have the two trumpets on the sides. And then what they said was that the shofar continues on. It's set up as trumpet, shofar, trumpet, in the way that they actually, they're standing, and they'd blow it all together, and the shofar, though the trumpets are stopping, continues to continue on the blowing. Mutrei Kali Mi Mishtameh. Mishtami, can you have two? Can you actually hear two voices at the same time? They're going to say that it's good. We know that it says that we have in one of the Aseret Dibros says Zachar, another one says Shamor. At different times, two different parshios, so we have the Aseret Dibros. Because at the time that the Ribbono Shalom spoke, it says Zachar v'Shamor was said b'dibor echad. It said at one time, Yishmianu kelam yuchad. Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Anyway, that's Zachar v'Shamor. B'dibor echad. Ma she'ena pe yichol l'daber. The mouth is not able to do. V'ena ozen yichola l'shmo. And the ear is not able to hear. You can't hear two things at the same time. So how can it be that you're going to go and be doing the trumpets and the shofar at the same time? This is the Gemara in a chinami. L'kach mayrich b'shofar. That's why we allow the shofar to be elongated. It continues on with the blowing beyond. period. Now, says the Gemara, all right. Let's play that game, all right? Let's go down that route. L'meimra, so are we basically saying then is that the chishama sof tekiya below tchias tchila below tchilas tchia yotza, that if you're able to hear the end of the shofar without hearing the beginning of yotza, you can't hear them because there's three going on together. Trumpet, shofar, trumpet are all at the same time. Then the trumpet stops and the shofar continues. So you only hear it at the end and then you're able to hear umemela. If that's the case, then we should say the same thing, the opposite. Tchilas tchia below sof tchia yotza. You want to say here in the beginning without hearing the end, that you're also going to be yotza because all you need to hear is a little bit. Is that really true? Tashima wa 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 wa. Taka barishona umashach b'shnia kishtayim. Let's say you go in the first tkia, you have tkia shvarim tkia, you do tkia regular, and then you do the second tkia, you end up doing the amount of time that it would take to do two tkias. Ein biyado ela achas. It's only considered like one tkia. In fact, the Gemara though, am I? Why is it considered like one? Tis like lebetarti. Let's split up to make it like it was two. Because if a person would hear the beginning part, they would be good. And the person would hear the end part, they'd be good. And they're doing the amount of time it takes to do two, so it should be fine. What's going on? Answer the Gemara. No. Psukeit kiyasa me'adadi lo paskinan. Nice stickle, so you're trying to like knock me off by telling that wouldn't be good. And then therefore saying that you're hearing the end of the shofar wouldn't be good. Answer is no, not a raya, because you can't go ahead and split up one particular tekiah to make it into two. But if you heard a little bit of it, then you'd be fine. Toshima wa 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 tokele sochabor o lesochados. We're going to see Mishnah momentarily. If you blow the shofar into a bor, which is a pit, or l'toch a dus. Rashi explains what's a dus. A dus is the same as a bor, just the opposite direction. A bor goes down into the ground, you dig in. V'adus b'binyan al karka, something that's built up, like some sort of cone-shaped thingamajig. L'toch a dus. L'toch a pitom, or if you didn't insert it into a barrel, which Rashi says is a chavis gedola, a very big barrel. Im kol shofar shama. If you heard the actual voice of the shofar, then yotze, you're good. Im kol avar shama, but if you're hearing the echo of it, then lo yishtanat yotze. Am I? Why? Labor with chiyas tkiya. Let's just say you're yotze with the beginning part. As soon as the person blows it, so before it even gets into the echo stage, you're good to go. Mikmei de la ariv kala. Before it goes, then it gets all mixed up with the echo. Why isn't it good? Ella. Enachinami, good point. It kind of knocks off what we were saying. So how do we figure this out? How does this make any sense? Ella. Why is it the fact that you go and you blow them together that it's going to work? If you have two sounds that are coming from one person, that's true, that can't be heard. But if you're hearing from two different people, it does work. So you have the chatzosos, the trumpets, and the shofar is doing, it's coming from different places. Therefore, you can actually hear it, and that's why you're going to be yotzei. In fact, the Gemara, really, is that true? Is it true that you can hear from two different people? V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, b'toira, when you're reading the Torah, echad kore v'echad mitargim, u'belvad yehei, now, it was back in the day, it was very common. They used to have someone who would read from the Torah, Amen, right? They would go out and they would, and they would do that, and someone else would be Metargamin into Aramaic, or let's say modern day, would do it in English, and the Lord spoketh to Moses saying. So you'd have a Metargamin. So you're allowed to do that as long as you don't have two people that are being Metargim at the same time. No good. Aye, but it's two people, not one person. Didn't you say that works? This is Gemara. Holo dami elo la seifa. No, what we're comparing our case to is to the seifa of the Braisa that says, Halal of Megillah, afilo asarikar, and if it's Halal or Megillah, even if 10 people are reading it, then it's going to be good. You're going to be Yotze in such a case. Favos, why, what's the pshat? Alma, what do we see is, kivin de chaviv yoiv daite. Since these things are beloved to you, therefore you go ahead and you pay attention. Rashi says, chadosha hilo. It's new. You're not used to it every single week, Kriyas HaTorah, every couple days, you're Kriyas HaTorah. This is, you hear it once every so often, so it's more beloved, and therefore yoiv daite, people are going to go pay attention to it, and that's why it's going to work. By Kriyas HaTorah, it doesn't work. So, hachinami over here too. Kivin de chaviv, since shofar, it's chaviv, it's new, it's not often done, therefore people pay attention. Yoiv daite, you're able to hear the trumpets and the shofar coming together. So why you marich? If you're able to hear them together, the chatzotzos and the shofar, so why do you have to then continue the shofar beyond the chatzotzos? So you should be fine even if they stopped all at the same time. So you should know that the mitzvah of the day is with the shofar itself. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. We said that on a fast day, so you blow the shofar with Zicharim, it comes from a horn of a male, and kafuf, that it's bent. Upiv and super kesev, and its mouth is covered with silver. Says the Gemara, Maishna hasam the zahav, Maishna hacha the kesev. Why is it Rosh Hashanah is done with gold plated around the mouth area? Not where your mouth touches it, but a little bit above. And why is it by when it comes to the other one that you're saying, to Tainios, that it's made of silver? Says the Gemara, Ibai Seima, two answers. Number one, Ibai Seima, kol kinufya the kesevu. Anytime you're doing a kinuf, which is when you're bringing people together, which is what we're doing on fast days, we're calling people to come to daven, to do tshuva, to change their ways. That's the thing is done with kesef. The pasuk says, "Asei lecha shtei chatzotzos kesef," that you should make for yourself two chatzotzos, trumpets made out of silver. And the end of the pasuk is that to get everyone together and to get them to go. Same another answer is the Torah was had mercy on the money of Israel. They didn't want to have to go ahead and put gold on everything and let it do itself. In fact, the Gemara, really? Oh yeah, you care about our money? So how some nami navid kesef? The one we see also by Rosh Hashanah should also be made of kesef. Why are you making it of gold? This Gemara, no. Fil hachi kvod yomtov adif. When it comes to the covered yomtov, which is not a fasting thing, it's yomtov Rosh Hashanah. We go. And we say that we make it out of gold. Okay. Rapapa Rashmuel Savar Lemi Avaduvda Kamas Nisan. Rapapa wanted to actually do it like that. He wanted to blow the shofar. He wanted to do on Rosh Hashanah, have the trumpets there, and also to have two trumpets on the fast days with two shofros. That's what he wanted to do. Amar Le Rava, he says, Lomar Elba Mikdash. It's only done in the Mikdash. Tayyami Achios, everybody who says, Mikdash, Avabagvulam, but outside of Isamigdash, Mokam Sheyesh Chatzotzos, where they have Chatzotzos, ain't shofar. Meaning it's a fast day unto the shofar, and Mokam Sheyesh shofar, and the time when you're doing that, means Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Yovel, as we're going to see, then in Chatzotzos, you don't do Chatzotzos. V'chein higun, hinhig Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipori. Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipori used to do this, that he used to go ahead, like the Mishnah, you did shofar and Chatzotzos. Rabbi Chananya ben Chadya b'sichni used to do the same thing, they would do them together. They said, "Lo, are you nogin kain ella b'shari mizuk of Arabayis?" They would only do this in the shari mizuk of Arabayis. Bovad, in other words, we won't do this by those areas of the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rava v'itim Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My kara, where do we have a pasuk to come showing this idea that we do this in the Beis Hamikdash and only the Beis Hamikdash? My kura, we're pasuk. D'chsev v'chatzotzos ha'yvekol shofar ha'riyo lifnei ha'melech Hashem yiram hayam umlo tevel. What's that? Where'd you go? So that we see over there is that what? Is that Lefnei HaMelech Hashem, Huda Binin Chatzotzos. And from Lefnei HaMelech Hashem, that's what we do. Aval ba'almalo, but not in some random place. We don't do such an idea. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah. Zokta Ha'ilege Gemara. Shava Yovel L'Rosh Hashanah L'Tekiyo V'La Brachos. We have the Shava Yovel, which we know is that we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. And so we're saying that we're going to have the Shava of the Tekiyah and the Brachos. And there were 9 Brachos that we said, and they're equal. I'm Rav Shlomo Yitzchak. He says, Kaman Matzlinan Ha'idna Ze'a Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikron L'Yom Rishon. According to who is it that we say on Rosh Hashanah during the davening, we say, Ze'a Yom, this is the day, meaning Rosh Hashanah, is a Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha. It's a day of the beginning of your creating. Zikar and Liyom Rishon, remembering the very first day. So remember we had a machlokas on Daf Yudam Abayis going into Daf Yud Aleph about when was it that the world was created. We had the Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, I think. So we said Rabbi Eliezer says that it was on Tishrei, the beginning of Tishrei versus Nisan. So we say, who are we saying that like? We dive in that thing. That's Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar, but Tishrei never olam. He says, Tishrei, the world was created. Therefore, we say this this fila. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tekiyah L'Brachos. You said they're equal in Tekiyah and Brachos. V'ayika Zeh Yom Tchilas Masechah, Zikr on Yom Rishon. That means you're saying that bracha also on Yom Kippur of Yovel, and that's not true. It's Yom Kippur. It's nobody says that. That's the Rosh Hashanah Yisov, Yofalesa. It's not on Yom Kippur of Yovel. So what are you talking about? You don't say that bracha, then why would you say that if you're saying they're the same? That's not actually the day the world was created. It says, no, Kikatani Asha'ara. When it says that these things are equal, it meant in every other bracha, not in that particular bracha. Now we have another way of saying exactly the same idea, just another way. Rav Shisha Bredo Rav Idi Masni Hachi said the following. I'm Rav Shimon Bar Yitzchak. Ha de Tanan, that which we said, that Ashava Yovel Rosh Hashanah, the Kiyav Lebrachos, come on, who's it going like? The low Krev Eliezer. Came it going like Krev Eliezer? Do you have Eliezer? Came a number of Tishrei Nivra Olam, Ha'ikazay Yom Tchilas Masecha Zikron Yom Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah Yisav Yovelessa. So it says, no, the Gemara, no. Kikatani, when we say that, that's Hashar, it's going on the other brachos. All right. Zok the next. Heilige, heilige Mishnah, Mishnah in Shas. Shofar Shinistik. You have a shofar, and it splits. It gets like a crack. Rashi says, well, first let's finish it. Vidovko, and you go ahead and you glue it together. Rashi says, Bedevik, Shikarin glued with glue. You tie it back, you glue it back together. Puzzle, no good. It's saying no good. Rashi says, the Havale Kishnei shofars, like 2 shofars, and we learned you can only have 1. Dibik Shivri shofars, let's say you took a bunch of different shofars and you were medabik them together. Puzzle, also no good. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Zion, Amud Base. Now, what about if it gets a hole in it? It doesn't crack down the lengthwise of the shofar the whole way, but rather it gets a hole. Nikev ustamo, and you go and you close it up. Im akiv is the kiev, it goes and affects the way of the sounds that are coming out. Puzzle's no good. Vim lav kosh, if not, it's kosher. Hatukeh el lesoch bar. Someone goes and they blow into a pit. Ol lesoch adus, the thing that's built up, like we said, like a pit, but upward, top of the ground. Ol lesoch apitas. Pitas, which we said is a big barrel, as Rashi said before. Im kol shofar shama, if you heard the shofar sound, then yossi, you're good. Im kol avar shama lo yotze, not yotze, if you're hearing the echo. V'chim yishaya over al charei beis hakinesis. Similarly, when a person is passing behind a shul, oshay besoch b'haya beis osamuch l'beis hakinesis. So the guy's house is right next to the shul. V'shama kol shofar, he hears the sound of the shofar. O kol megillah, he hears a megillah. Im kivin libo yotze. V'im lav lo yotze. If he paid attention, if he's like, I'm chavin to be yotze, say he's Yotze. If not, he's not Yotze. Alpha B, Shazet, Shama, Vizet, Shama. Both of these people ended up hearing the same thing. Zeh Kivin Libo, Vizet, Lok Kivin Libo. Someone paid attention, the other one didn't, so there's a difference. Tana Rabbanan, Zakta Gemara, Aruch V'Kitzer Kasha. Let's say you have a shofar. It's a long shofar, and you want to make it shorter by cutting it to make it shorter, then it's going to be Kasha. Gerdo, if you were to scrape out the inside of it, the mido al gildo, but you left it with a little bit left. Rashi says gladak, like a very thin layer that you leave over. It's going to be kosher as long as it has that. Tzipeu zahav b'mkom nachas pev. You put gold on it in the place where the mouth goes and pasul, no good. Shalom b'mkom nachas pev, in a place where your mouth doesn't go, it's kosher. Tzipeu zahav b'mkom nachas pev. You put gold on the inside, pasul, no good. Mibachutz on the outside, then in Nishtana Kolo Mikamos Shaya, if it changes the sound of it from what it was beforehand, then Pasal no good. Vim Lava doesn't change the sound at all, then kosher. Nigav is stam, let's say it's a hole and you put a stam, you close it up. In Ma'akiv is a tekiah, if it's Ma'akiv, it holds back, it changes the way of the sound, then Pasal no good. Vim Lava kosher. Nosin Shofar, Besol Shofar, you put a shofar inside another shofar, and then you go and you blow it. Im Kol Panimi Shama, if you're hearing the inner shofar, then Yotze, you're good, because it's, you know, it's coming out from the inner shofar. Vim Kol Chitzon Shama, but if you're hearing the outer one, then lo yotza, it is no good. Rashi explains that im kol chitzon shama lo yotza, the iga mechitzas apanimi, the inner walls, the inner things, a part of the shofar, is that mafsekas atki are affecting the sound. Tana rabban on gerdo, let's say you scraped away, baby b'fnei, baby b'chutz, rather from the outside or the inside or the outside, kosher, gerdo, v'emidu al gildo, you leave over just a little bit, like Rashi said before, a very thin layer, it's kosher, it's good. Hinir shofar b'sil shofar, but a shofar inside of another shofar, im kol panimi shama, every year, the inside and yotza. If you go and you flipped it around and you blew in it, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Now, what does that mean? Don't think that it means that you flipped it around like a tinona. Rashi says, kafichas cholok, lasos pinim chitzon, like you made it inside out. That's not what it means. Ela shehirchiv es hakotzer, v'kitzer es harachav. What you did is you put it in boiling water, as she says, beroskin, and you made it, you molded it in a way that you changed the shape where the small part became bigger, you widened it, and the wide part became smaller, and you flipped, like mom, you switched the shofar the opposite direction. You're not going to be good. My time, outcome. Kidrav Masna, Damrav Masna, Vahavarta. The Pasuk says that when you're reading, it says, Vahavarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi, b'asor l'chodesh, b'yom kippurim, ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzechem. When it says Vahavarta, it's a lashon of that it should pass, derech havarosabin. It's got to be in the way that it's haver, that it is carried. And the fact that it says not just tekiah, but Vahavarta, it comes to tell us that it's got to be in the way that it gets carried. You can't change the actual shape of it. Let's say you go ahead, next part. Dibek shivei shofar's puzzle. If you went ahead and you attached different pieces of shofars together, it's going to be puzzle. Tana Rabbanan, and hosif alav kol shu. If you even add to it even a little bit, bein b'mino, bein b'shalob mino, shalob mino, whether with its own type or its different type, puzzle, it's going to be no good. Because again, now you're going to have two shofars and not consider one shofar. Nikev is tamo, if it got a hole in it, you close it up. Bein b'mino, bein shalob mino, whether its own stuff or not, then puzzle is going to be puzzle. Rabbi Nosson says, b'mino kosher. He says, if you do it with its own min, it's kosher. Shalom b'mino puzzle, but something else is going to be no good. Now Rashi does point out, it says, b'mino kosher, im'enu ma'akif is a tekiah, if it doesn't go ahead and mess up the actual tekiah. B'mino kosher. Now, when it says b'mino kosher, if its own type, it's going to be kosher. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. That's only if you have majority of the original shofar is still there and good. Michlal, what does that come to tell you? Michlal, the shalob amino, afa bishin ishtai ruba puzzle. If you're doing it shalob amino with something that's not its own min, even if you have rov, it's still going to be puzzle. Ike the Masna La Sefer, some teachers, same idea, this Rav Yochanan Shtickle on the Seifa, Shalob Amino Pasol. Without it, that doesn't mean it's going to be Pasol. Amar Rav Yochanan, Vahu Shenifchas Rubo. That's talking about the majority of the shofar is not there. Michlal, that implies the Bimino, with its own min, Afa Pi Shenifchas Rubo Kosher. Even if majority of it is missing, it's going to be Kosher. This way of understanding comes out a lot more makel. Suppose of me before you went and you put gold on the inside, it's possible. Maybe chutz, but on the outside, im nishtana kol mikomoshaya, if it changed the voice than what it was, pasul. Im lav, if not kosher. Nislek l'arko, if it gets cracked along the length of it, right, it gets broken open, pasul, no good. L'rochbo, but if it goes according to the width, not the length, then let's break it down. Let's break it down. Rashi says nistak means kulo, its entirety. V'chein nistak l'rochbo kol rochbo le'kefo, goes all around the whole circumference of it. Im nishbayar bo shir tkia, if it's left over, a shir of tkia, says Rashi. Im nishbayar bo min ha'makom ha'sedek ad makom ha'nachas peh, shir tkia kosher. Choshev le'keman de'ishtakiel kule v'havle aruch v'katzer. It's like a regular case, if it was long and you made it shorter. So if you leave the amount of time, the amount of space, area, that can actually get out of cold, then you're good. Then it's kosher. It's good to go. Vim lav puzzle, but if not, it's going to be puzzle. But kama shir tekiah, how much is that? Pirusha ben Shimon Gamliel, kidei sheyochezenu biyado. You could hold it in your hand. Vira'a mikan ulakan. You can still see it on both sides. It means it goes beyond your hand on both sides. What about the way it sounds? Hayo kolo dak, let's say, is a very thin sound. O avar, it's very thick. Like, oh. O tsarur, which means, Rashi says, loshen yavi, it sounds dry. Kasher, it's good. Shekola, kolos, ksherim, a shofar. All of them are good in a shofar. Shalchulei lavua de Shmuel. Ask the question. Kidacho vitakabo. Let's say you went ahead, you took, the horn of an animal. And your kedacho, you drilled through it, made a hole in it. Rashi says nekvov, because hakatatech nekev hanachas pek ha'amar. It's like a nekev to be able to blow through. You make a hole in it. Yotze, you're going to be yotze. In fact, the pshita, obviously. Kulo nami mikle chotrulo. All shofars is how you do it. You have to go out and make the hole at the part where it's more narrow in order to be able to blow through it. Ravashi, no. Shekadcho b'sachruso. Rashi explains what this means is, kishu mechubra behema, when the shofar is attached to the head of the animal, etzem bolet min arosh, there's a bone that's popping out of the head of the animal, v'nichnas l'socho, it goes into the actual shofar, umotzino, so you take that out, they would pull that out, mitocho from in it, v'zeh lo itziu, ela nekav es hazachris. What they did is they didn't actually take it out, they drilled a hole through that. Mao de tema, you would have thought and said, min bemino chotzeitz, if you have a min and its own min, it's going to be chatzitza. And then it's not coming from like the shofar itself, it's a chatzitza and it's blowing on the inner part of it, and it's so good. Kamash Milan comes to tell you, this is nishkin, a problem, it's not considered a chatzitza. You are good to go. Okay, now the next part of the Mishnah said, you blow into the bore, into the pit, or into the thing above the ground that looks like it's like an up inverted pit going up. If you hear the sound, you're good to go. If you hear the echo, no good. These are only talking about people that are standing right by the edge of the pit. People standing in the actual bore itself, they're going to be yotze. Rashi says, Shehein kol shofar li olam shamu. They're definitely hearing the shofar itself and not the echo. Tanya nami hachi, we also have a bris who says, Yotze, you're good. V'atanan lo yotze. We said, you're not good. Elulav shamina k'drav huna shmamina. Must be one segment in the bore, one segment outside of the bore. You're outside, then you're no good. If you're hearing the echo, if you're inside, you're good to go either way. Ikad derami luhu mirma. There are some that went ahead and taught this as like a fight. Tanana tokei lo toka bore lo toka dus lo yotze. Not yotze. I have a tana yotze. We say you are yotze. I'm rav huna lo kasha. Kan lo osan haom deral svasa bore. Those are the standing there. And therefore, maybe they're hearing the echo. Kan lo osan on the bar, they're standing in the bar itself, and therefore, you're going to be good. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.